Thank you, Mr. Chair, for giving me the floor again. Like for other delegations, this section on accountability is an important part of the document. On the first three paragraphs, I can be quite short. We can support these three elements. That said, on paragraph 1 and 2, we specifically note the proposal of the United States to shift them to the preliminary considerations because they are of a rather generic matter, yet very useful, and elevating them would be appropriate. On paragraph 4, we would suggest not to limit it to mechanisms for reporting of incidents that involve violations of IHL. More generally, they should also include proper documentation relevant for ensuring accountability, widely speaking, and not only for violations. When it comes to paragraph 5, while we recognize its origin, we suggest to develop it maybe a bit further to include other measures, notably administrative ones, not limited to prevention of violations, but more broadly for the implementation of the agreed measures. We would also clearly include penal sanctions. Also, we note that other possible measures could help states to ensure accountability and compliance with agreed measures. Some contained in other protocols of the CCW could be an inspiration, but understand that perhaps now, at this late stage on a Friday, is not the time to add additional elements to the list. Thank you very much.